for the privilege of looking at the Bible again. And our prayer is that you will teach us today what it is we need to know. We thank you for the wonder of your love for us.
主要我们感谢我们这有这个荣幸再次来学习圣经，我们的祷告是您来帮助我教导我们，让我们知道圣经里的真理。
And our prayer, Lord, is that not only will you teach us, but Lord, help us to understand so that we too can become teachers of the Word of God.
主要我们的帮助是不光呢教导我们，还帮助我们去理解，这样我们每个人都可以成为神的话的一个教师。
Help us today, we pray, we ask in Jesus' name.
帮助我们，我们今天祷告，我们奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we've been studying in the book of Ephesians.
我们在学习以弗所书，一直在。
And so today we're going to start, I believe we start in Ephesians chapter 2.
但是我们今天应该从第二章开始学。
Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll try to pick up the message of God through Paul to the Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章，我们试图去理解神的传递的信息，通过保罗来传递给我们的。
He begins the chapter with a very bold statement. He says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins."
所以这个第二章的开头是非常一个大胆的说法，他说是你们死在过犯的罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Very often people tend to underestimate the sinfulness of sin.
所以呢，很多人常常想试图去最小化那个罪的那种罪行。
And the fact is,that before you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are dead in your trespasses and sins.
所以事实上呢，是在你信主耶稣基督之前，你在你的罪中死了。
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly."With Jesus, we have eternal life. Without the Lord Jesus, we are spiritually dead. Because of our transgressions, because of our sins, we are spiritually dead.
所以这就是主耶稣为什么说他来，他来这样是我们就可以有生命，我们有丰丰富富的生命，就是有主耶稣，我们就有永恒的生命，没有主耶稣呢，我们就没有永恒的生命，我们是在属灵的，在我们的罪里，我们是死的。
That's why we have the wonderful phrase, you can be born again. Because when you're born the first time, you get physical life, excuse me, but you don't get spiritual life. But when you're born again,you get spiritual life. So, before you're born again, you are spiritually dead.
所以这就是为什么我们有这么一个词组，说你必须重生。重生的意思呢，就是说在你从你刚出生的时候，你有一个身体活的生命，但是呢在你重生以后呢，你就有一个属灵的新生命。所以这就是说我们说在你重生之前，你是属灵里面是死的。
And so verse 2 says, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
第二节说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌长者的首领，就是现在在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
So it is true of those who are spiritually dead that they live and they follow the ways of the world.
所以呢，这个是事实上，他的属灵的，是死的，是因为他们跟随着这个世界的行事为人。It's
very interesting. You say to them, what is right? And they say, well, whatever the world is doing now must be right.
所以非常有趣的是，你问他什么是对的时候呢，他通常说，世界上现在在做的东西，那必须就是对的。
And I've lived long enough to realize that the world goes through phases and waves and picks up on fads and it keeps on defining and redefining what is right.
所以呢，他也活了很久，他知道这个世界上呢，他这个世界上在这个里面，他一直就是在波动的。 他一直认为这样的事实呢，出现了什么呢？他就是对的。We're
often like sheep. We follow one another. We don't usually follow logic. We just follow the other people.
因为我们就像羊一样，我们通常呢就是互相跟随着，我们不是跟随逻辑，我们是跟随着别人走。So
shepherds used to tell us the story that if you get a group of sheep following one another and you have a bit of a log in the path, the first sheep will jump over the log.
所以呢，就是我们这样，牧羊人通常会告诉我们，如果你有一对羊在走的话，前面那个羊，它如果跳过了一个木头的话，后面都会跟着跳过去。
And then the sheep following it will jump over the log.
所以这些羊呢，都跟着往那个木头上跳过去。
And the sheep following that will jump over the log.
后面跟着那个跳过木头那个羊呢，也跟着跳过去。
And then if you take the log away, the sheep that followed the third sheep will jump even though there is no log.
如果你把那个木头移开的话，那么跟着第三个羊跳的那个呢，他也要跳一下，尽管下面没有木头。And
the subsequent sheep will all jump, even though there's no log.
后面的呢，所有的羊呢，都跟着前面那个，就算没有木头，前面因为前面那个跳了，所以后面全都跳。Now
people are like that. We follow one another, and we often act like they do, even though there's no real wisdom or reason for acting like them. We're like sheep.
所以人呢，就像我们，就像那个羊一样，我们大家互相呢，通常呢，都是其他的人做了的事情，就算是没有事实、没有真理，我们也会跟着他们一起去做。So
we follow the ways of the world.
所以我们跟随世界的方式。
And you see it very often in the political realm.
所以你看到这个呢，通常是在那种政治的竞选中间会看到这样的。In
the United States recently, they've had the phenomenon of defund the police.
所以在今天的那个美国。 他们有一个理论呢，就是要解散警察。Seems
to me very strange. If that was a really big deal, why wasn't somebody doing it 50 years ago?
所以对我来说是非常奇怪的。如果这个事情可行的话，为什么他们不在50年前就解散警察了？
And the reason is because we sort of follow, we have a pack logic, and we just follow what the other people are doing. And the ways of the world are not always logical, and they're very rarely good.
通常呢，这个事情从逻辑上来说，也不是很好的时候，我们也会跟着去做。
And the other thing that we follow is the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
另外一个我们跟随的呢，顺服的，就是空中的掌权者。
He is the spirit who is now at work in the lives of those who are disobedient, and that would be the devil.
他就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，那就是魔鬼。
So without the Lord, we're following the world and we're following the devil. That's pretty powerful stuff.
所以呢，没有主的话，我们就跟随这个世界，顺从这个世界，顺从那个恶魔，这就是不是一个很好的事儿。As
a consequence, verse 3 says, all of us also lived among them at one time. We were gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
所以第三节继续说，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可憎之子，和别人一样。
So what is it that the normal person, the ordinary person, usually does? And verse 3 says, he gratifies the cravings of his sinful nature, and he follows its desires and lusts.
所以那些自然的人，他们通常在他们做的是什么呢？他们是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。Apart
from God, we're simply going to do whatever feels good.
所以离开了神呢，人要去做的就是他感觉好，他就去做。And
it'll be the cravings of our sinful nature that we follow, not the cravings of a godly nature, because we're dead to God. It'll be the cravings of the sinful nature that we follow.
所以这是在放纵我们那个有罪的本身，而不是说跟随着那个神的那个本心去做的。So
you'll hear often the phrase that the enemies of the Christian are the world, the flesh, and the devil. Those are our three major enemies.
所以通常呢，我们基督徒的最主要的敌人是分为三个。第一呢，就是世界；第二呢，就是肉体；第三呢，就是魔鬼。So
here in verse 2, you have the reference to the world. You have the reference to the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who's working in the disobedient. That would be the devil. And then in verse 3, you have the reference to the flesh, the sinful nature.
所以呢，你在第二节里，你们可这里提到的呢，就是第一个呢，刚才提到那三个，第一个就是世界，就是空中的掌权者；第二个呢，就是这个在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Now these three are our enemies, but without the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, without the new life that He gives, we just follow naturally the world and the flesh and the devil. That's what we do.
这就是那个在这里面我们自己的这一的本性所跟随的。如果没有主耶稣这个救主，他没有给我们新的生命，我们的本性是跟随着世界，跟随着肉体，跟随着魔鬼的。And
so if we're following that, we just basically are dead.
如果我们跟随那前面提到的那三项呢？
Now verse 4. And it's a wonderful verse. It says, but because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ.
第四节呢是一个非常美丽的经文。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们在过犯中死的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So against this terrible backdrop, God has made us alive in Christ when we trust him as our Savior.
所以呢，基于这个呢，当我们相信主为我们的救主的时候，神就让我们活过来了。And
consequently, we are totally different people.
所以呢，结果呢，我们是完完全全不一样的人。How
would you describe how different we are?
你怎么去描述我们有多大的不同呢？
So the Bible uses a couple of very powerful expressions. It says, you're so different that you were dead and now you're alive. That is really different.
所以呢，圣经呢，做了一个很有力的说明，是什么呢？你过去是死的，现在你活了，这就是一个非常大的区别。
John says, Nicodemus, you need to be born again.
所以呢，在约翰福音里，主耶稣跟尼哥底母说，你必须重生。And
so the theme is marvelous. We've been given this new life, which means we're no longer controlled by the world and the flesh and the devil and doing things just because they feel good. We are born again.
所以这里讲的呢，是我们重生了，这是一个我们不再被世界、被肉体、被恶魔控制，因为我们重生了，我们有了一个新的生命。And
the question is, how did this happen?
所以问题是这样，是怎么发生的呢？
And the answer is at the end of verse 5, it is by grace that we have been saved.
答案呢是在第五节的后半部分，你们得救是本乎恩。
All right, verse 6. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
所以第六节说呢， 他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
All right, I'm just going to make myself a little more comfortable here. So my room is warming up. That's very good.
因为他身边有个电暖气，所以他现在已经
I'm almost normal now. So
房间已经热起来，他要把他的那个外套脱过来舒适一点。
So what did God do with us when he saved us?
所以呢，当神救了我们的时候，他做了什么呢？
Okay, answer, he gave us new life.
答案是他给我们新的生命。
That's wonderful. And if that's all we got, we would be just absolutely thrilled.
所以呢，这就是他给我们的，如果这就是我们
If all God did for you when he saved you was take away your sins, forgive your sins, you would say this is marvelous. Who would ever want any more than that?
如果神给你做的救你是做的是把你所有的罪都移去了，你会说呢，谁还想要更多的东西呢？这个太神奇了。
But God says, verse 6, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms.
所以呢，第六节接着说呢，神又让我们与基督耶稣一同复活，又一同坐在天上。Now,
I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but every now and then it's happened to me in life when I have been invited to sit beside somebody who was very important.
所以呢，我不知道啊，在你的人生中有没有发生这样的事？但在我的人生中，如果说我被谁邀请到坐在一个非常重要的人的座位旁边。
And when it happens, you sort of feel pretty good. You sort of smile, say, look who I'm sitting beside.
所以如果那个发生的时候呢，你就会像这样很得意，你说这太好了，我坐在一个某人的旁边。
Many years ago, I went to a dinner that was put on by our company.
所以很多年前呢，他被邀请去参加一个晚餐，是他们公司举行的。
And it was some ceremonial dinner. I'm not sure what it was, but it was a big banquet. And everybody who was there had a particular place assigned to them where they were going to sit.
所以呢，这是一个非常特别的一个庆祝仪式。他不知道是什么，但是呢，是一个非常大的宴会。然后每一个人被邀请的人呢，都有一个特别的座位，你必须坐在那。
There were probably a couple of hundred people there, businessmen from the company and their wives were there, and we all had our seating assignment.
所以呢，在那里呢，可能有几百人，他们跟他们一起做生意的人呢，也在那里。那些来的那些人，他们的也带着妻子们一起来，所以每个人都有固定的座位在那里。
I said to somebody, where am I sitting? They said, oh, you're over at that table over there near the front.
他就问那个安排座位的时候，我的座位在哪里？他说你那个就在那个地方，就挨着那个最前面那个位置。
I thought, near the front, I'm better at the back.
所以说，我说在前面吗？我应该是在后面才对。
So anyway, I went up and I found my little name tag on the table.
所以呢，不管怎么样，他就走过去了。他发现他的一个写着他名字的牌子放在桌子上。
And then I looked over and I saw that the president of the company was at the same table.
然后他又围着那个桌子看了一下，觉得这个公司的总裁也坐在跟他一个桌子上面。
I thought there must be a mistake.
我认为那肯定是搞错了吧。
And then I looked more closely and I found that sitting beside me was the wife of the president of the company.
所以呢，我再仔细的看一下呢，坐在我旁边的呢，是那个公司总裁的妻子。
And I thought, oh dear, what am I going to say to her? All evening, I've got to talk to the wife of the president of the company. I've never met her before.
我说，哎呀，这可糟了，我怎么去跟她说呢？因为我从来没有见过这个总裁的妻子，但整个晚上我都必须坐在她旁边，我怎么跟她说话，怎么跟她交谈呢？
Now, I still don't know why it happened. But I must confess, I was highly honored to be there.
所以呢，他到今天为止仍然没搞清楚为什么是那个样子。但是呢，他诚实地说，他感到非常的有荣誉坐在那里。
And I asked the Lord to help me, and he enabled me to carry on a conversation with that lady.
所以呢，他就祈求主来帮助他。主就引导了他和那个女士的谈话。
Now when the Lord saved you, what did he do?
但主救你的时候呢，他做什么呢？
Verse 7 or verse 6 again, he raised you, me, up together with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
第六节说呢，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Why would he want me sitting beside him in the heavenly realms?
主为什么要在天上让我坐在他的旁边呢？
And verse 7 says, he did this in order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
第七节说呢，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Let that sink in, will you?
这个是 sink in?
Sink in. Let it get into your thoughts, into your heart. He wants you sitting beside him in order that he can show how good he is to us.
所以这就是在你的内心深处，你会这样去想吗？他啊，救了我们，让我们坐在他的旁边，就是让你去知道他对我们是有多么的好。
Imagine a God so kind that he will sit me beside him so that he can show to the entire world and to the heavenly realms how good he is.
你去想象一下，神把让我甚至我坐在他的旁边，这样呢，他可以向我显示整个世界，显示整个天国。让我知道他是有多么的好。
You can imagine going to the house of a champion athlete.
因为你去想象一下，你走进一个那个叫 athletes 的那个冠军的房子里面。
And you might say to him when you get there, "Do you have any trophies in this house?"
所以呢，你就会。走进那个房间问他说你有任何的那些奖章在这个房子里面吗
And he might take you to his trophy shelf and he'd say, see that trophy? That's what I got when I won the race at the Olympics.
因为他就会给你看那些奖章他给你看他说你看看这就是我赢得了奥林匹克比赛所赢得的。
And then you go on to another shelf and he says, that's what our team got when we won the championship.
所以你走到另一个架子上呢，他就会告诉你说，这是我们的团队，当我们赢得了团队冠军的时候，我们所得到的奖章。
And we would be very impressed.
我们会感到非常的惊奇。
Now when you get to heaven,God is going to be sitting there, and you and I are going to be sitting beside him, and we are going to be his trophies.
所以呢，当我们到达了天堂的时候，神坐在那里，我们互相之间坐在神的旁边，我们就是神的战利品。
We are the trophies in his trophy case. We are there so that he can show off to all the universe how good he is.
那神，我们的就是那些神获得的战利品，他把我们放在那个放战利品的箱子里，然后向整个世界显示整个宇宙显示神是多么的好。
Okay, some people say, now God, what did you do?
所以有些人说呢，神你做什么？
God will say, I'll tell you what I did, and he reaches over and he picks up you from his trophy case and he holds you up and he says, see what I did for him?
所以呢所以说你看我做了什么他就从他的那个战利品箱子拿出来把你拿出来说你看看这次是我在他身上所做的事情。
Okay, and I told you last week about the fact that my father used to introduce me as his very best son.
所以呢我上个星期告诉过大家这个故事我通常说我的父亲跟别人说这是我最好的儿子。
And he was proud of me.
他为我感到骄傲。
And I was proud to be his son.
我同样为作为是他的儿子而感到骄傲。
And when we get to heaven, we get to be beside the Lord Jesus, and he says, I am proud of him, I am proud of her, and she is proud of me, and we are his trophy.
所以呢我们当我们到达天堂的时候，我们坐在主耶稣旁边的时候，他会说我为他这男他女他感到骄傲，为他所有的人，然后他还有那男他女他是我的那个战利品。
Okay, now that's the theme of this passage. Back to chapter 1 and verse 6.
所以这就是这个这一篇文章里面的那个场景，我们回到第六节。
It says we were adopted, verse 5, to the praise of his grace, glorious grace. That's verse 6.
We are adopted. Which
adopted in verse 5 is the word.
Chapter 1.
And in verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace.
Is chapter 1?
Yep.
所以在第一节里呢，他讲到的呢，我们是因此得了预定了得了儿子的名分。第六节呢讲到的是称赞和赞美。
All right, verse 12 says, "In order that we might be for the praise of His glory."
所以第十二节接着说呢，叫他的荣耀在我们的基督里盼望可以得到称赞。
All right, verse 14.Till the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
第十四节接着说呢，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
So the question is, why is God doing all this? In order that he might have you in his trophy case so that you can be to the praise of his glory.
所以问题就是为什么神要这么做呢？神这么做的目的就是让你可以在他的战利品的箱子里，这样让你去赞美他。
Okay, to me that is absolutely overwhelming to think that I could be the showpiece in his showcase for the praise of his glory.
所以对我来说呢，这是一个完全让我感到惊奇的事，因为我可以成为神的那个让别人去展示给别人看的，在他的那个展示会上，这样呢让他可以得到赞美。
All right, back to chapter 2 and verse 7 again. He did this in order that in the coming ages, that's a long time,He might show the incomparable riches of his grace in his kindness to us through Christ Jesus.
这第七节说呢，要将极其丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后代的，这是很长的一个事情，后代的世代看。
So then the question would be, all right, how did we get into his showcase? What did we do to get in?
所以问题呢就是呢我们怎么去进到他的那个展示会呢？我们要做什么才可以进去呢？
And of course, verse 8 says we didn't do anything, for it is by grace that we have been saved, through faith.And this not from ourselves, it's the gift of God.
所以呢第八节接着说，我们当然什么都不需要做，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
I'm not in his showcase because of something I did. I'm in his showcase because of what he did.
我在他的展示会里并不是因为我做了什么，而是因为神做了什么。
The whole thing is for his glory, and it would be foolish for him to get glory if I was there because of what I did.
现在所有的一切呢，都是为了让神得到荣耀。 如果说是我在那里是因为我做了什么让神得到荣耀，这是一个非常愚蠢的想法。
But I get to be there for his glory because of his grace to me in spite of what I did.
所以呢，我到那里让神得到荣耀呢，是因为神的恩典，并不是我做了什么。
And so verse 9 says, it's not by works, so that no one can boast.
所以第九节即是说，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
But verse 10 says, having brought us there by his grace, and without our works, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里所造成的，为了要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
All right, so what's it all about?
这所有这讲的是什么呢？
It's about God is like the champion athlete, and he's gone out and he's won a marvelous victory. And he wants his trophy shelf to be full of his trophies.
所以呢，这里呢，就是神就像一个啊，赢得了冠军的运动员，他所做的一切呢，都是去赢得那些奖品，在他所有的奖品盒里的要得到的一些东西。
And so he saved you and me by his grace in order that we can be in his trophy shelf and glorify him forever.
所以他跟我们说呢，就是因为神的恩典，所以这样我们所有的人呢，都可以在神的那个战利品的那个箱子里，然后我们所有的人都会把荣耀永永远远的给神。
Now we often take these verses, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 and 10, and use them in the gospel to tell people how they can be saved.
所以我们通常呢，把这个八九十这三节经文拿出来，是在一个传福音的里面告诉别人说他们怎样可以得救。
And of course, that's a wonderful thing for us to be able to tell people how they can be saved.
当然呢，这是一个非常好的事情，我们这样可以去告诉别人他们怎么样得救。
But the real purpose, the context of these verses is not so much telling people how they can be saved, but it is telling people how we got into his trophy shelf.
所以呢，实际上在你从上下文来看呢，这里呢不光光是告诉我们怎样可以得救，而且同样是告诉我们怎样能够进到他的战利品的箱子里面。
So how do we get there? Number one, God is gracious toward us.
所以我们怎么到那里呢？第一，就神对我们是有恩典的。
For by grace are we saved.
因为本乎恩我们得救。
But the other thing is, we meet that grace with our faith.
另外一个呢，是我们碰到那个恩典是因为我们的信。
He is gracious to us, and he comes down to where we are.
他是神是有恩典的，他从上面下来，来到我们所在的地方。
And we simply respond by saying, "Yes, Jesus, I believe you."
我们简单的回答呢，就是说，是的，主耶稣，我信您。
Now this morning, our focus was on the word come.
今天早上呢，我们的焦点是放在来上面。
Okay, so, we come and he takes us. It's all his great work. All we do is respond. He says, come, we say, yes, I will. He says, believe me. We say, yes, I will. He says, I will give you grace. We say, I will respond with faith.
因为我们就是所有我们要做的呢，就是我们来到那个地方，神从下面拿着取到我们以后，他说呢你们要信，我们说是，我们信，我们说你说你信我，我们说是的，我信你。神说
All right,
我把我所有的恩典都给你。
That's the foundation of the great gospel message.
所以这就是这个伟大的福音的基石。
Take those verses and tell the world what a wonderful thing our God has done for us.
所以呢，把这些经文拿出来，告诉世界，告诉神在我们身上做的神奇美妙的事儿。
All right, now we're going to move on to verse 11. I guess I should ask if there are any questions up to this point.
我们下面要开始读11节经文。如果说他其实想知道到目前为止你们有任何的问题吗？
All right, let's do verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world.
所以他刚读11和12节，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上所称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，有所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。
All right, so the concept is that God took the Jewish people and made them a demonstration project as to what he could and would do.
所以呢，这就是这个概念就是神把以色列整个国民显出来做一个演示给其他的所有的外邦人看，说神为要做什么，神将怎么做。
And so he made wonderful promises to the Jewish people, and he did great things for them, and he disciplined them. He was watching over them in a marvelous way to demonstrate what he could, would, and wants to do.
所以神呢，选择的以色列人，他在他们身上，给了他们，许多的应许，他去，训练他们，让他们去做一些事儿，是让神可以看到神将在他们身上所做的事儿。
And then after the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven, we find that God said to all the people in the world, you too can get into the kinds of blessings that God intended Israel to have. And he opened the door for all people to come to him by faith.
当主耶稣去到天堂的时候，神对所有的世界上所有的人说，你们所有的人都可以像以色列那样得到所有的应许和赐福。这样呢，神开了一个门给所有的全世界所有的人因着信心来到主面前的那些人。
The Jewish people said, no, 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 we don't want all those other ordinary people to come. We're better than they are.
犹太人说，不不不，我们不想让那些所有的人都到神这里来，我们比其他的外邦人都好。
They basically said, we're better than they are because you see, all the promises were given to us and the demonstration of God's love was to us. He must have been focusing on us because we're better.
所以有的人说，不不不不，所有的，你看我们得到所有的神的应许，神的爱证明在我们身上，
And these people even had the ceremonial identification of circumcision, which they said proved that we were better than those other people. They're not circumcised. We're better than them.
这些人呢，甚至用割礼这件事来证明他们是比其他人好的。你看，我们有神，允许我们的割礼，其他人都没有，所以我们比他们好。
And because we were not the Jewish demonstration project, verse 12 describes us, it says, we were excluded from citizenship in Israel. We were foreigners to the covenants of promise. We were without hope. And we didn't have God. We were outside.
所以呢，实际上，因为我们不在那个以色列人的犹太人的那个演示的那个节目里面，所以那时呢，第十二节说，你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
But verse 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus." You, that's us, who once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
第十三节说，你们从前远离神的人，就是我们，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
Okay, that's all very exciting. We say, this is wonderful news. Is it good for me? And the answer is yes. Can I get in on that? Yes, that's really, really good.
所以这是一个非常令人兴奋的消息。对我们说，这是给我的吗？他是给你的。说我们真的能够得到吗？说是你能够得到。所以你就说。
All right, so how does it happen? Verse 14. He himself, that's Jesus, is our peace. He has made the two, that would be the circumcised and the uncircumcised, the Jewish and the Gentile, he has made the two one and destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
第十四节说，因他，这是主耶稣，使我们和睦。原文说他是我们的和睦，将两下，这两下呢就是那些受割礼和没受割礼的合二为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
All right, he did this by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace.
第十五节说，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下急着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
All right, so there were many rules and regulations that the Jewish people had to follow.
那里呢 有很多条例和规则，犹太人必须遵循的。
But to become a Christian, we don't have to follow all those rules and regulations.
所以成为基督徒呢，我们并没有必要去跟随那些条例和规则。
In order to make it easy for us to become Christians, he abolished those rules and regulations. There was much in them to teach the people, but for us to get into God's family, we don't have to follow all those rules and regulations.
所以呢，为了让我们更容易的成为基督徒呢，这里讲的主耶稣呢，用自己身体废掉了那些冤仇，就是记在律法上的规条，这样呢，我们就没有必要去跟随那些条例和规则。
And in order, sorry, he did that in order that we could all be one. We can all be together in this great work.Of his salvation.
因为这个是呢，他那么做呢，就是为了要让我们所有的人都成为一个，这样都在神的家里，在他的救恩里面。
So who makes the better Christian? the Jew or the Gentile.
所以谁, 作为好的基督徒呢, 是犹太人呢, 还是外邦人呢?
Would the Jewish Christian be just a little better than the Gentile Christian?
犹太基督徒他比那个外邦人的基督徒 好那么一点点吗?
And the answer is no.
这答案是不。
Would the African Christian be any better than the American Christian?
所以非洲基督徒比美洲基督徒要好吗?
Would the Chinese Christian be any better than the Japanese Christian?
所以中国基督徒比那个日本基督徒要好一些吗?
And the answer is no.
这答案是否定的。
Have you heard of the problem of racism?
所以你听到过有没有种族歧视的问题呢?
Racism is a big problem in the United States of America today.
所以呢, 种族歧视是今天在美国存在的问题。
A lot of people say that the white American is better than the African American. Is that true?
所以很多人说呢, 白人, 美国人, 比那些非裔的美国人要好, 这是真的吗?
In Canada, some people say that the French Canadian is better than the English Canadian. Is that true?
所以在中, 在加拿大呢, 有些人说呢, 讲法语的加拿大人比讲英语的加拿大人要好, 这是真的吗?
Some people say that the men Christians are better than the women Christians. Is that true?
所以有些人说呢, 男人基督徒比女人基督徒要好, 这是真的吗?
Why is it not true?
为什么这些都不是真的呢?
Because we're all believers just because Jesus died for us. He didn't die for the ones who were better and not for the ones who were worse. He died for every one of us. Why? Because we were all dead.
所以呢, 为什么呢? 因为我们都是在一个, 成为一个是因为主耶稣为我们而死了。
So before I was a Christian, I was dead.
好人为我们而死, 也不是因为那些, 其他的, 比我们那个强一点的人。
And before you were a Christian, you were dead.
所以呢, 因为呢, 在这个主耶稣为我们死之前, 我们,
So which one of us was more dead?
所以呢, 因为在主耶, 在你得救之前你是死的, 谁, 死得更多一点呢?
You can't be more dead.
你不可能死得更多一些。
You can't be less dead.
你也可能死得少一点。
Okay, we were all dead. Jesus gave us life, and now we're all alive. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
We're all family.
We are.
Because Jesus died, you are my brother, you are my sister, we're all family together.
因为主耶稣为我们而死了, 你是我的弟兄, 你是我的姐妹, 我们都是一家人。
All right, hallelujah.
好的,
Verse 15 says, by abolishing in his flesh the law, where I'm not sure where we are.
16.
And in this one body to reconcile both to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility.
第十六节说,记在十字架上面的冤仇便及这十字架,使两下归为一体与神和好了。Okay,
so, we could start fighting. And I could say, I'm better than you, I'm gonna fight you. And you could say, no, you're not, I'm gonna fight you. And the fact is, we're both dead, and we've both given life, and therefore, our hostility is no longer valid.
因为在这里呢，你可以跟我争，我也肯争。我说我比你好，你说你比我好，我们两个可以争斗起来。争起来，实际上呢，因为我们所有的人都死了，我们过去的所有的成就都归于无有。
All right, verse 17. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those of us who were near. Jesus Christ came to the Gentiles far away. He came to the Jews close, and he preached the same message. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.
第十七节说呢，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。远处的人就是外邦人，近处的人就是当时的犹太人。所以说，信主耶稣，你必得救。All
right, verse 18. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
第十八节说，因为我们几着两下，几着他被一个圣灵感动，得以进到父面前。
So people often ask the question about the Trinity.
所以人们经常问一个三位一体的问题。
There are three persons in the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Spirit.
在神性里呢，有三位一体，就是父神、子神，我们的主耶稣和圣灵。
How do we fit them together in our salvation?
所以我们怎么把他们放到我们的救恩里呢？把这三位一体。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have access to the Father by the Spirit. All three working together so that you and I can be in his trophy case.
所以呢，通过 主耶稣，我们可以到达父里，借着圣灵的帮助，所以我们所这三位一体一起做工，我们所有的人才可以得救，进到神的战利品的箱子里面。All
right, what's the conclusion of all this? Verse 19, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
这样呢，得出一个什么样的结论呢？第十九节是说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。Okay,
many of you have been accepted as citizens to Canada, and some of you are still trying to do that. The question is, how do you do it?
所以呢,
is it worth doing?
你们中间人呢，有很多人已经取得了加拿大的国籍，其中有些人呢正在朝这方面努力。问题是你怎么样去做，你怎么样可以得到这个国籍？
When you get it, it's a wonderful thing, and you say, thank you, I am now a full-fledged citizen.
当你得到时候呢，你非常感激，你说非常感谢，因为我现在是一个公民了。And
when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we become full citizens of God the Father, and we're citizens of His great kingdom.
所以呢，当我们信了主耶稣以后，我们就成了 主耶稣王国里的公民，我们成了一个完完全全的神的国里的公民。My
father was born, our father was born in England.
所以他的父亲是在英格兰生的。He
came to Canada probably when he was about 2 years old, and he lived here all his life.
因为他大约是在他父亲两岁的时候来到加拿大，他的整个一生都在加拿大度过的。When
he was about 70 years old, he decided he would go back to England.
当他17岁的时候呢，他父亲决定回到英格兰去。
They said to him, all right, you need to get a passport.
他们就对他说呢，好吧，你必须拿一个护照。
He said, I don't need a passport to go to England. I was born there.
所以他就跟他们说呢，我不需要护照，我就可以去英格兰，因为我在那里出生的。
And they said to him, oh, Mr. Summers, we're very sorry. We've changed the law. And if you want to go back to your own country, you have to get a passport.
所以他们说对不起 ,Summers 先生，因为我们已经改变了啊法律。如果你要回到你自己的国家去，你也必须要有一本护照。
He was both very disappointed and he was very distressed.
所以他非常失望，他也非常的难受。
Alright, when you become a Christian, you will never lose your citizenship.
当你成为基督徒以后呢，你永远不会失去你的公。
When you've been born again, you're part of the family of God, and you can say, Hallelujah, I'm a child of God.And I don't need to get citizenship again. I've already received my citizenship.
那你重生了以后呢，你成为神家庭的成员里的一员，你说哈利路亚，我成为神家里的成员，我不用再去得到这个公民的身份在神的国里。
Now verse 20 says that not only are we fellow citizens,Not only are we members of God's household, but we are built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and Christ Jesus, the cornerstone.
所以第二十节说呢，我们不仅仅我们是神的国里的公民，也不仅仅是神的家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。在基督耶稣自己为房角石。
So we didn't just become citizens, and we didn't just become members of the family, but we also became part of God's great construction project.
所以我们不仅仅是变成了公民，也不仅仅是变成了神的家庭的成员，我们同样成了神的那个建筑的一个项目里的一员。
God is building the greatest building that this world has ever seen, the greatest building that the universe has ever known.
因为神在建一个非常伟大的建筑物，这个世界从来没有见过的，也是这个整个宇宙都不知道的这样一个建筑物。
I think there's a sense in which the world as we know it is the most beautiful creation of God in the universe that we can see.
所以呢，我认为呢，这个常识呢，就是地球是世界上神在整个宇宙里建造的一个最美丽的星球，是我们能够看得到的。
I think if you were able to travel all over the universe and go to other stars and other galaxies and you were to travel all over, you would see wonderful things. But I don't think you're ever going to see anything out there as lovely as this world that Jesus and God made for you and I to live on.
因为我认为呢，你可能如果就可能去旅行，参个星际旅行到其他的星球，到其他的星系里面去，你可能会看到很多美丽的东西，看到很多漂亮的东西，但是你永远看不到这一个主耶稣曾经在上面生活过的神创造的这么一个美丽的星球，就是地球。
What is the most beautiful building that has ever existed on the earth?
所以地球上存在过的最美丽的建筑物是什么呢？
Alright, I'm going to suggest that it's Solomon's temple.
所以呢，
Solomon built a temple And it was fabulous in every dimension, in every thought. As you study it, the money that was put into it was absolutely enormous.
所以呢，他认为呢，是所罗门建的那个圣殿。所罗门所建的圣殿呢，无论从外形尺寸和形状，还有所放到里面的大量的就是不可数的那种财富和那种金子在里面所建造出来的。
It's so outstanding that the translators of the Bible used a word to describe it that has never been used before or since in the history of the English language.
所以呢，这个圣殿是如此的美妙。 甚至那些翻译的人所用的词，是在英语的历史上，从以前到后来从来没用过的那样的词去形容。
The description is exceeding magnifical. And there's no translation, Roy, for the word magnifical.
他说的那个翻译呢，他跟我讲叫 extremely magnifical。 那个extreme我们知道是极端的、极度的，但是他说对 magnifico 这个词呢没有翻译，没有东西可以翻译过来。All
right, that's the building that existed in Solomon's day to show the kind of place that God lives in.
这些都在所罗门时代向大家显示的神所住的地方。All
right, but verse 20 says that we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. God is building. He built it on Jesus Christ. He built it on the apostles. He built it on the prophets.
所以第二十节继续说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣。 自己为房角石，这就是说呢，神把这个建筑是建造在哪里？建造使徒、先知，还是主耶稣自己的身上的？
So what part of the building are you?
所以你在这个建筑物里，你是哪一部分呢？
You say it's going to be a very nice building. It's true.
你说的是一个非常美丽的建筑物，那当然是真的。So
what part of the building are you?
所以你在那里是哪一部分呢？
And somehow, we've got to make sure that we allow Jesus, the Spirit of God rather, to build us into that house so that we can be exceeding magnifical.
所以呢，他 有时候呢，我们又说我们要让主耶稣，甚至就是说是神的圣灵，让我们来建造我们，让我们成为那个建筑里一个非常极端的一个神奇的一块。All
right, in him, the whole building, this is verse 21. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
第二十一节说，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。God
is building a new temple.
神在建造一个新的圣殿。It's
the greatest building that has ever been constructed in the history of the universe.
这个呢是一个非常伟大和美丽的建筑，在整个宇宙的历史上没有建过的。It
says verse 22, and in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
这第22节说，你们也靠着他同被建造。 成为神基督圣灵居住的所在。
Where is God going to dwell? He's going to live in this great building that he is building.
所以神会在哪里住呢？神会在住在这个伟大的建筑物，他正在建造的这个建筑物里面。
But that building isn't complete yet.
但这个建造物呢还没有完成。
So where is he building, right? Where does he live right now?
所以神现在住在哪里了？
He lives right here.
就住在我的。
In your heart and in my heart.
就住在你心里，住在我心里。
Okay, so what kind of a building is it supposed to be?
所以这样的一个建筑应该是什么样的呢？
Well, it's supposed to be exceeding magnificent, isn't it?
所以必须是那个 exceeding magnificent, 是不是？
How beautiful are you?
你有多漂亮？
Okay, now, as you know, I don't know very much about women, but I've been told that some women really want to look beautiful for their husbands.
所以呢，你们大家都知道，我对女人不是很了解，但是我知道的呢，很多女人要在她的丈夫面前表现得很漂亮。
And sometimes someone will say to a woman, why did you wear that?
有时候呢，有些人问一个妇女说，你为什么要穿这样的衣服？
And she might say, because my husband likes it.
她可能说，我的丈夫喜欢这样的穿着。
All right. Why do you do what you do?
为什么你要去做你做的事呢？
Because Jesus likes it.
因为主耶稣爱这样。
What kind of a person are you?
你是什么样的人呢？
By the grace of God, I'm the kind of person that Jesus would like to live in.
基督是恩典，我是那样一个人，主耶稣呢，愿意住在我里面。
Okay, he saved me by his grace.
他基督恩典救了我。
He saved me that I could be to the praise of his glory.
他救了我是因为我可以成为他的荣耀的赞美。
He saved me in order that I could be a trophy in his showcase.
他拯救了我是因为这样我可以成为他的战利品箱里的战利品。
He saved me so that he could live in my heart and be happy there.
他拯救了我，这样他就可以住在我的内心里，然后他会很高兴的在里面。
And therefore, he wants me to be exceeding magnificent, just as beautiful for him as that temple was in Solomon's day.
因为他拯救了我，这样呢，我就可以成为一个那个 exceeding magnificent。他说翻译不过来，就是在所罗门年代里有一个最美丽的建筑，像我成为那样的。
All right, so God wants us to be a place for him to dwell in. He's building this marvelous building that one day he will show to be the most glorious building the universe has ever seen. And he wants to live in our hearts. He wants to live out there, and he wants to live here.
因为神在建正在建着这么一个最美丽的建筑物，这样的话呢，他就可以在里面得荣耀，他可以住在里面。现在呢，我们他也建造我们，让这样他可以住在我们的内心里。
So where else does he live?
他在什么其他地方他还住着呢？
Does he live at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
他住在十六街教会里吗？
Well, I hope so, and you hope so.
我希望如此，你也希望如此。
And if he's going to live at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, what kind of people do we have to be?
如果谁要住在十六街教会里，我们应该成为什么样的人？
Well, we have to be exceeding magnificent.
我们必须是极度的美丽。
And what do we do if we start fighting?
如果我们开始争斗的时候会怎么样？
We say fighting, we're not going to be fighting. We're brothers and sisters. We're all part of this family. We've all been saved by grace. only through faith, not of our own works. We're all one happy family. We're not fighting. We love one another.
我们说我们不会去争斗，因为我们是弟兄姊妹，我们所有的人都藉着神的恩典得救了，所以我们都互相爱，我们不会互相去争斗。
All right, that's the truth of chapter 2.
这就是第二章的真理。
Let's go back to chapter 1.
我们回到第一章。
Verse 23.
第23节。
It says, the church is his body. It's the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
第23节说, 教会是他的身体。 是那充满万有者所充满的。
All right, how does that happen?
这个怎么发生的呢?
Each Christian is built by the Lord Jesus into that body. Each Christian says, I want to be exceedingly magnificent for Jesus. And we get together in the church and we become, by God's grace, the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we live as we ought to live in the body of Christ, then we have all the fullness of Christ there.
所以呢，每个基督徒呢，就是说，我们是主耶稣建造我们，主耶稣把我们每个基督徒建造成为他的身体。所以这样呢，我们每个基督徒都要极度的美丽。这样的话呢，在这个神的这个建筑物里，他就 充满万有者所充满的，我们就会充满在这个主耶稣的身体里面。
As each Christian lives for Jesus, so the Lord gives to the body of Christ, to the assembly, all the fullness that he needs, that we need.
所以呢，每个基督徒呢，啊，的那个都为主而活，这样呢。 主把他的身体就给到每一个当地的教会里面，这样的教会里面呢，都被主所充满了。All
right, so that's our study for today. We've got a couple of minutes for a question or two. Next week, we'll get on to chapter 3.
所以这就是我们今天的学习，我们还剩下几分钟，我们给大家一个提问的机会，下次我们学习第三章。
A question or a comment?
Yeah. I have a question. In chapter 2, verse 2, there is a phrase, ruler of the kingdom of the air. I'm confused as the air, in this place. Air means the word.
He's the ruler of the kingdom of the air. That means it's the devil, because the devil is in charge of this present world. And so he is the ruler of the kingdom of this air, which means it's the air around us, the world around us. Let me just read you the authorized version translation, which will help you.
因为他现在呢，因为老王的问题是第二章第二节里这个空中的掌权者，他就不理解这个空中的是什么意思。Harold的意思就是说呢，这个空中的掌权者就是空，这个用的是空气，空气就是我们周围的这是空气，这代表就整个世界。 这整个世界的掌权者呢，就是魔鬼。他要用那个老的国王钦定版里面的那个英文的说那个词比较准确。In
the authorized version, he's described as the prince of the power of the air, or the prince of the authority of the air. So he's basically the one in the world. He's got authority over much of the world. Jesus is the ultimate king, but Jesus has left the natural authority of the world in the hand of the devil.
所以呢，他用的是这个国王钦定版 King James Version 里面讲到的呢，他这里用的 The Prince of the Power of the Air， 所以这里面加了一个 power， 这个 power 呢讲的是全能和权柄。实际上呢，这里讲到的呢，这个魔鬼呢，他是这个世界的权柄，他是这个世界的掌权者。主耶稣是最终的那个王，主耶稣是这整个世界的自然的拥有者，所以呢，这个所有的还是属到主那里，这个撒旦只是这个世界的掌权者。
You will remember, Vic, that at the time of the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil tempted him, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And he said to them, I will give you all this because it's been given to me. That's the authority that he had. Jesus didn't say you don't have that authority. Jesus said that you're to worship the Lord and him only shall you serve. So there is a sense in which the devil has great power, authority in this air, in this world, in this earth in which we live.
所以老王，你要记得那个主耶稣在受试探的时候被带在旷野，受试探的时候，撒旦呢向主耶稣显示了整个世界。他说呢，如果你敬拜我，我就把这整个世界的权柄都给你。但主耶稣当时并没有反驳他，说你并没有这个权柄，这说明呢，那撒旦呢，他是有这个权柄的，他所有的这个世界，整个世界权柄都是属于撒旦的。所以呢，主耶稣跟撒旦说，你只应该敬拜主你的神。
Any other question, comment?
你们有没有其他的问题和评论？
Linda，
就是我看过一个说，就是这个空中掌权者，实际上就是还包括在那个太空吧，就是，然后如果你祷告的话，还有可能会被截住，就是。
Okay，so Linda's question is this air included in the space out of the atmosphere？And the whole universe, if you pray, your prayer sometimes was hindered by that devil.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, Linda, that we have any evidence to say that the devil has authority outside the world. I don't know of anything that would say that.
I
think that his authority is limited.To the world as we know it.
所以呢，他不找不到任何证据说明那个在外太空撒旦也是有权柄的。所以我们只知道撒旦所有的权柄呢，就是这个世界，就是现在我们住的这个世界，这大气层以内。
But it is true that he does have the authority or the ability.To hinder certain prayers, that's the way it was with Daniel's prayer that the evil one fought against Michael the archangel who came to answer Daniel's prayer.
所以这是真的，这个是事实，撒旦可以阻拦你的祷告。这就是在但以理书里那个大天使Michael, 麦加他的祷告。那个时候丹尼尔的祷告，但以理的祷告是被拦阻在空中的。
But that doesn't mean that he had to go out into outer space in order to do his, to fight his battle. He could have done that right here in the air around the earth.
所以这个呢并不能证明那个魔鬼要跑到外太空去。去阻挡你的祷告，所以他在这个大气层以内，他就有足够的能力把你的祷告阻挡在这个里面了。
All right. Well, I think our time is pretty much gone. We try to finish these meetings pretty much on time if we can. So let's have a word of prayer and thank you all very much. We'll try chapter 3 next week.
所以呢，我们时间也到了，我们试图在按时结束这个学习，所以我们下次试图去学习第三章。
Lord, we're amazed at the greatness of your plan for us.
主啊，我们非常惊奇您的对我们的计划是如此的伟大。
We're just guilty, vile sinners, and we deserve none of the blessings of our God.
我们是一个有罪的罪人，我们根本不配得到任何神的赐福。
But we've learned today that by His grace, we can be and will be elevated if we believe to be His showcase, to be His showpieces, and by the grace of God, even to be His dwelling place. And for this we give Thee much thanks.
主要我们今天学到了这样呢我们可以以某种方式被提升到主神您的住的位置成为您的显示的东西成为您的战利品箱子里的战利品这样我们可以来到你面前我们为此献上感恩。
We don't understand this, Lord, but we give you much thanks and we pray that we might live up to these high opportunities, these high goals that you have set for us.
主要我们不能完全理解这些但是我们的祷告是我们可以去活出来这些您给我们设立的一个目标让我们可以活着。
Help us, Lord, that our lives might be exceeding magnificent for Jesus.
帮助我们让我们的生命成为对主耶稣来说是极度美丽的。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.